Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 168, Psalm 118. Whom shall we trust? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, either shall from yielding fruit. Why is the man cursed that trusts in man? Why should the Lord deal so hardly with him? The Lord does not deal hardly with him. That statement, cursed be the man that trusts in man, is no more a threat than is the declaration that the man who puts his hand in the fire will be burned, or that the man who leans upon a broken reed will fall. It cannot be otherwise. See why it is that the man who trusts in man, even though it be himself, is sure to come to grief. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Not a very safe thing to trust in, is it? Nor is that all. Even though one's intentions are the best, his power is nothing. Cease from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? This suggests the reason why we should not put our trust even in the great ones of earth. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. Then is it not safe to trust in what the wise men of the earth, and the doctors of the law, say? No, it is dangerous to the highest degree. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because you did trust in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. There is no wise man who is wiser than Solomon, but a greater than Solomon is here. Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and he is nearer and more available for counsel than any man can be. Trust him. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgments as the noonday. Happy is the man that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven, and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keeps truth forever. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Trust in him at all times. You people pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.